Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get the good guys, Fulzy and Zeiss. Did you ever think of doing a show with Zeiss, Fulzy? Now he's getting Jeff Hathorn. Can you imagine? Can you find two more polar opposites at the station than Fulzy and Zeiss?
Zeiss is a polar opposite of everybody.
More or less, yes.
More or less. And if he shows up, even better.
Our very own Jeff Hathorn is on the Nemecolon fan hotline. He's fresh out of the Steelers locker room. We're going to be hearing some sound from Mike Tomlin, Hayward, Trubisky. All right, Jeff, the first question on everybody's mind is, was Deontay Johnson there? What are you allowed to say? What are you allowed to not say? Can you drop us some breadcrumbs? What's going on here?
I can tell you that these are voluntary workouts.
They are voluntary. I see what he did there?
I did.
Ron, you see what he did there?
Jeff, are you allowed to report who you saw in the locker room? Not on the field.
The big one I can report is that Stephon Tuitt was not here. But that Cam Hayward said that he's going to be here and that he has no doubt that he is going to be here at some point. He didn't know when, but it said he's talked to him a couple of times and that Tuitt will be here, which is as much as we've heard probably over the last year, and very positive sounding from Hayward that 91 will be back in a Steelers uniform here at some point.
Now, okay, that was confirmed by Tuitt and, Cam and Alualu. Did anyone confirm that anybody else wasn't there, as far as you know?
It's interesting. When we asked Tomlin, he would give us the "it's voluntary" answer, which is his right to do.
Right.
But what I can tell you is almost everybody was here. Almost everybody. And T.J. Watt was here. I can say that because I saw him and said hi to him, and I think that's legal. I don't know. I might be crossing a line there. But and Tomlin even was asked the significance of that, and he just said it's good to have your leadership here on the first day, for the younger guys, the newer guys, to be able to go through things. So it was a well-attended first day.
All right, so I'm figuring out the best way to ask you these questions without getting anybody in trouble. obviously, Tuitt's not there, right? Deontay,
correct.
You pretty much addressed that the way Tomlin did. So let me just ask you a general question. Aside from those two, and I'm not saying whether Deontay was or wasn't there, was there any other notable absence? You don't have to tell us the player. Was there any other notable absence?
There was one other player that wasn't here that gets reps.
Fair enough.
Here's one.
Here's a Chris Mack tweet that I love. Give Deontay Johnson some credit. He didn't drop a single ball at today's practice. We're going to start following lots of breadcrumbs on that one, but I'll move on, Jeff. My goal here is not to implicate you, certainly, in any way. Let's go to a Josh Rountree tweet where he said that Mitch Trubisky, let me get the wording of this tweet. He said that Mitch Trubisky just told us the Steelers didn't tell him that they intended to draft a quarterback this year. What does that mean? Was the subject broached between the two sides?
So the previous question, he had said that he was excited to work with Kenny and that, you know, he figured that they would probably go out and get a quarterback. And then he was asked specifically by your colleague, Jerry Dulac, if he was told when he signed that they were going to draft a quarterback. And he said no, that he was not told that they were going to get a quarterback, regardless of any round, that they were going to go out and get a quarterback. So he didn't seem upset by that and the way he answered the previous question, but he did admit that when he signed, he was maybe under the impression that he was the guy, and may have been a little, sounded like he was a little surprised at first that they drafted a quarterback, but he seemed fine with it. And both Josh and I tweeted out what we can in the quarterback reps. We can't tell you who went first, but if you look at either of our Twitter accounts, and if you could look at it right now and you could tell people what it was, we just can't tell you what it was, as goofy as this whole thing is.
Okay, we will. We'll do that next.
All four of the quarterbacks were there, though, in your video, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So here's what I'm going to glean from the Trubisky comments and what you're telling me. And it's almost mind-boggling to me, but I think he was just assuming that the Steelers could draft a quarterback, but that it was never broached. And the remarkable thing to me, if that's true, is that if I were Trubisky and his agent and I had choices, and reportedly he did, one of which was to go back with his old offensive coordinator and go to the Giants, my first question, very literally, before I talked about anything else with the Steelers, would have been, are you guys seriously in play? You don't even have to tell me who, but are you seriously in play to take a quarterback in the first round, right?
Right, and it's every rumor had the Steelers, you know, in Pickett or Willis or whomever was the, you know, soup du jour, the quarterback du jour of the rumor mill. So it's not like, wow, you know, the Steelers secretly went to any of these guys' pro day. He had to have known that they were scouting a quarterback. And now what he didn't say either was that I asked and they told me they weren't. He didn't say that. He just said that they didn't
volunteer the information.
Exactly. And you know what? If I'm the Steelers, like, you're out there to win. So you're out there to do what's best for the team. You don't need to tell a guy you're bringing in to try out to be a quarterback all your draft.
That's true.
Thoughts.
Yeah.
Did Pickett speak today?
Pickett did not speak today.
Okay, because he spoke just last week, you know, at the rookie camp, and this was you guys' first shot at Trubisky. What was it like being back in the locker room?
All right, this is inside, but you guys can understand this. Like, it was almost, you know, what it was if you worked in an office and you were away from that office for however long because of COVID, and then you kind of walk back in the first day. That's what it was like. It was really cool. You know, you walk in, it's like you could talk to a player. I mean, I talked to Miles Jack and Levi Wallace and Kevin Dotson for a little bit. Like, you could just have conversations and they could see you. And for us doing our job, it was awesome. I don't know how awesome it was for the players. Probably not. But it was cool. And, you know, another quick thing that, you know, we talked to Mason Rudolph too. And Rudolph said that he believes that, you know, he's got the upper hand right now because he knows the guys, he knows the system, and he was confident, you know, that he's going to get an opportunity here.
Well, I guess he's got to say that, right? What's he going to say? I'm buried on the depth chart. I got no chance, and I'll probably be released before training camp. I guess what's he going to say?
That would have been something. That would have been something if he would have said that. But you're right. I mean, that is what he – but he didn't. I mean, he could have belly ached or he could have, you know, whatever. But, you know, he was confident in his opportunity, whether he's just saying that as a front or whether he really believes it.
Jeff, did Boswell make any kicks today?
It's voluntary.
All right. Thank you. I was just curious. That's all. I don't know why that sprang to mind. So what was the most interesting interaction that you had, Miles, Jack, anybody, where something was revealed or just sort of an interesting talk?
I mean, it's hard not to say that it was the Hayward conversation about Tua and, You know, he said, hey, you know, he just graduated from Notre Dame and got his college degree. And, you know, he seemed very upbeat about where Tua is in life. But Miles Jack is excited about being here. Like, he was smiling. He was overjoyed. The only thing he said he doesn't like here is, damn it, if you make a wrong damn turn, you end up over a bridge in some other part of town. So he hasn't figured out how to get around yet. And he says he leaves an hour earlier than he knows he needs to because he's always been stuck making a wrong turn or getting into some kind of detour. But there's some guys, you know, you could tell they're pretty measured. Like, he is really happy to be here. And that was kind of cool to see a guy that's been around the league a few years. That really thinks that this is an opportunity for him to get back to where he was.
Well, he thinks the roads and bridges are bad. Where does he see the weather in November and December? It isn't Jacksonville weather, is it?
It is not. It's funny. I joked before we started with Levi Wallace about that. He's like, man, that 3 hours, I think it's supposed to be a lot warmer down here from what I hear. So Levi's actually a little excited to be down from Buffalo from a weather standpoint.
One of the videos I saw that somebody, you or Roundtree, sent out, Brian Flores working with the linebackers.
Yes. It was interesting to watch the interaction with the guys. And, you know, Miles was telling me like that he's talked to Devin Bush a few times and that, you know, they've built a little camaraderie and he thinks they both can learn from each other and grow from each other. And, again, it's a first day, but watching his body language, Miles's body language, like, he looked like a guy that had been the middle linebacker here for 6 years. I mean, he just has that presence about him. And like I said, like, he was like a, you know, like a freshman on the first day. Like, he wanted to get going. And, well, I guess I was about to say something I couldn't say, but let's just say he was really enthusiastic.
Yeah, I keep wanting to ask you questions that I know you can't answer.
I keep wanting to answer and tell you more, but, you know, there are rules, unfortunately.
I hear you. Offensive line as we move forward here in camp. Did you talk to any of those guys, any of the new guys?
So I can't confirm that Kendrick Green did play some left guard at practice.
Interesting.
Today. He also said that his level of confidence last year playing center was a 2, and now it's a 6. I mean, it's nice that it's now a 6, but him admitting to now after, you know, after looking back at the season that his confidence playing center was a 2 out of 10. I thought that was,
I wish it was an 8 or 9 or 10 now though. Not a 6.
Right. Well,
a
yeah.
6 still leaves a yeah. lot of room for growth.
Are you
right?
Sure the scale was 10 and that he wasn't 2 out of 5 last year and now he's supremely confident as a 6 out of 5?
No, I'm pretty sure it was a scale of 10 that he was that he was discussing. And Dotson said that, you know, the new guys have worked in really well, that they feel like they're building towards something. And he thinks it's going to be a competition. He was asked, you know, he said, you know, he's comfortable moving over to the right side if needed, but he confirmed that he was on the left side today at practice. And again, for people that don't know, these are not full padded, let's get at it practices. These are helmets on. They're doing a little bit of contact, but this is not, you know.
I hear that,
not a
but,
full out.
But if a guy, if he was the guy at center, he wouldn't be taking reps at guard. So let me ask you this, is there even a competition with him and Cole for center, or is it just Cole's job, do you think? Your opinion.
In my opinion, I think Tomlin is right in that nobody wins a job out here at this time of year. And I think they're going to look at a whole bunch of different options when they're in these scenarios. So, I mean, my gut has nothing to do with practice. My gut would tell me that you bring in a guy like Cole to be your starting center. But I don't think that's etched in stone. I think once these guys start hitting and in training camp, meaning a couple months from now, not what's going on today or the next few weeks, then we'll find out a little bit more. But I don't think you make that type of signing without at least giving him a really good opportunity to start.
Were you guys able to talk to the guy from Chicago, Daniels?
No, unfortunately, So you know how those situations work. You go and talk to somebody, and
right.
you're like, oh, I'm going to go grab this guy, and then they're gone. Because they eat lunch at the same time, they also talk to us. So there were a number of guys that were kind of in there and said, oh, I want to talk to them. And then by the time you got done talking to Hayward or Trubisky or whomever, they weren't in the room anymore.
I got it.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, guys.
I don't think you broke any rules that are going to get you banned here.
I'll find out here real soon.
I hope so. Jeff, we'll be talking to you hopefully regularly as this and all the other camps
come Jeff,
along.
Before you go, what is the schedule now? Tomorrow and Thursday this week? Is that what it is? And then next
yes.
week? And give me the schedule here.
So tomorrow and Thursday, they practice same type of situation. Then next week, then the following week, and then they have the mandatory mini camp, which is the second full week of June, which is where we'll really find out from a Tuitt standpoint, because I'm not saying that they would find him, or, you know, if other people that weren't here don't show up for mini camp, that's really when you start taking attendance. But that's still 3 weeks away.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
Jeff Hathorn on the Nemecolon fan hotline. So very, very interesting. Okay, we'll ask in a theoretical sense, because I asked Jeff, was Deontay Johnson there? And he gave me the answer that Tomlin gave when he was asked about Tuitt.
I can't believe
it's voluntary.
That you can't say who.
It's ridiculous.
You can't say who was there and who wasn't.
So let's say theoretically.
I mean, it's not because you can explain it. It is voluntary. You know, no one's going to get cut because they weren't there today.
Right.
But this subterfuge is just fascinating to me.
That's a good word, Ron.
I know.
Subterfuge.
I did learn that
So
one.
Let's say theoretically, if Deontay Johnson wasn't there, would that be a big story to you?
Not a big story, but a little bit from a fan standpoint, if I'm watching and rooting for the team, a little bit disappointing because I want him there with the quarterbacks as they go through this new stuff.
Flight delays?
That could be, too.
If it happened?
That could be, too. Now, there's video out there of Najee looking tremendous.
Yes.
He was there. I can confirm that. At least I don't get that they can send out videos of certain guys, but they can't say if certain other guys weren't there.
Well, the video that I'm looking at has Trubisky taking the first reps and Pickett taking the second. But now I'm more interested in Deontay Johnson, in theory, if he wasn't there. To me, it's a pretty significant story. It is.
Yes.
It is, because there's people from his draft class. We know Deebo Samuel wasn't there. I just wonder where the story goes. I'm not trying to blow it out of proportion.
Right, it's day
but
one.
But I'm taking note that it sounds like the whole offense was there, except maybe for him, in theory, based on Jeff's answer that it's voluntary. That would be significant to me, and I would just wonder, where does this go? Because, Ron, he's no different than the other receivers in his class. I don't think.
No.
He's got better numbers than all those guys. Why wouldn't he want his money now?
I agree. The other guy, Claypool, wonder what about his status. And the one that I thought of is Minka. Wonder if he was there today.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes to both of those.
Okay. We don't know.
Well, we have a pretty good idea, Ron. I had a little birdie. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Minka was there. But that's interesting if Deontay wasn't, and we know that Tuitt wasn't. So what do you make of all of this? 412-928-9370, 928-9370. And the video is telling us that Trubisky was the first guy and Pickett the second guy to take reps. Now, they could switch that up tomorrow. Of course they could. And did he say Mason spoke?
Yeah, said Mason spoke and is optimistic he's the head guy because he's been around.
Optimistic that he's the head guy.
That he knows the system, knows the players. The other guys are coming in cold. And that's when I said to Jeff, you know, what's he supposed to say? I'm buried on the depth chart and I have no chance and they're going to release me. Of course he's going to say that.
This is incredible. Now you won't believe, or maybe you will, who has interviewed for the Philadelphia Flyers head coaching vacancy. I'll tell you next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Get the good guys, Maddie and Zeiss. I still think that could be your show, Maddie. You and Zeiss eventually. I think it would be tremendous.
It certainly has a good ring to it.
Ron, I made an assumption, and you know what happens when you make assumptions.
You know what they can make out of you.
Yes, an umption. I assumed after Jeff said, go look at our videos, I'm not allowed to tell you what order the quarterbacks went in. I assumed once I saw it was Trubisky first in the video that it was Pickett second, and it wasn't. It was Trubisky, Rudolph, Pickett.
Yeah, the veterans get preference over the rookie coming in. Yeah. What about the fourth guy? He might have been fourth, huh?
Oladukin.
Whatever his name is.
Did you see Tom Brady taking some cuts this morning?
I saw a left-handed swinger.
Wow. And who's catching out there but Gronk? Is he officially back yet?
No, I don't think.
He's coming back with Brady.
I would have think.
And we're going to see them both when they play the Steelers. I mentioned real quick a candidate for the Flyers head coaching vacancy.
Our
friend Torts.
Closed door fraternity. These guys keep getting chances over and over again.
As if people don't hate the Flyers enough around here. They're going to have Torts as a double feature.
Where's Tockett going to go, or if he's going to go anywhere? Vegas? That would be a much better choice than Philly.
Well,
what else is open?
I guess if I could draw up a Rick Tockett place to coach where they need that type of personality, it's Philly.
What are they doing? What else is open? Vegas?
I don't remember.
I think Vegas and Philly might be the only two at the moment. I could be missing one.
Florida may have a vacancy very soon.
Fired their guy, Blashill.
Yeah.
I don't know if they filled that yet.
Can you imagine inheriting the Panthers? There's legit talk about whether
because he was an interim coach, right?
And they just got swept out of the playoffs.
Second round. 3 goals in 4 games from the highest scoring team in the league and one of the highest scoring teams of all time. Thank you, Mr. Vasilevsky.
Thank you, Jeff. No to it today. Theoretically, maybe. No Deontay Johnson. Which one of those is a bigger story to you?
Given what was said today.
For me, it's Deontay,
if true. Both of them I would have liked to have seen there if, you know, indeed Deontay wasn't. I would have liked to have seen both of them, but especially with an offense. Yeah, I mean, Tuitt is a veteran. Cam says he's going to be here with conviction. That's good enough for me. I want to see all the offensive guys, Claypool, Deontay, Freiermuth, all those guys, the two young guys, the guys they drafted being there with the quarterback. And we saw Najee in videos. They're working hard.
Yeah, we did.
Najee looks like an absolute – he's a specimen, man. He's a good running back. They're going to beat the hell out of him? Probably.
Yeah. Another 500 touches. What did it wind up being, about 400?
A lot of touches.
Was it 400 touches or close to it?
A lot of catches.
So if Deontay wasn't there, that is the bigger story to me, flat out, because there's that playing out in the context of receivers from his draft class all over the league being ticked off. They want their money. They want new receiver money. Whereas with Tuitt, I feel like Cam Hayward was the strongest by far of anybody in the organization yet on Tuitt. He will be here sooner or later. He did add that. But he will be here is a strong statement.
And I've talked to him, he said.
Yes.
Are we going to hear from Cam? Do we have that tape?
Do we have any treats, Maddie, for anyone?
We can do that from the last segment.
I do have a Cam Hayward treat.
Can we hear it? Yeah, I'd love to hear a treat.
How about it?
He's doing well. He'll be here sooner or later.
Is he in Pittsburgh or is he down
low? He's in Indy. Everybody thought because he sold his house, he wasn't part of the team. So, man, you can rent anything. So we'll see him sooner or later.
Why are you so confident that he'll show up?
Because I'm confident in Stephon Tuitt. I think last year is last year. We grow, we live, we move on. My brother was hurting last year, and, he had to do some things in his life to get him right. And, his knee wasn't right. I can imagine being through a situation he went through. But, I think we're in a much better place. And, it's hard to move your family. I'm fortunate enough, I have my family in Pittsburgh, but his family's elsewhere. And to ask a guy to come during the offseason, is that fair? All we're asking the guy is to be ready for week one. This is not something to go crazy about. Let's just worry about the guys that are here, but I know he's getting work in as well.
You sound pretty confident that he could be the player he was 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
Yeah, what makes me think otherwise? I know he's taking some time off, but I had time off 2016. I only played 3 games. I was raring to go, and I think there are other players. Tyson got hurt last year. There are injuries that happen and things that happen, but that doesn't define who we are. We can be better because of it, and I'm looking forward to that.
Ron, can you imagine? I mean, the other side of all of this is, can you imagine a rested sort of year off, body recovered, Stephon Tuitt, coming in as a monster in week one?
That's
you know what that would mean to
this
team?
That was very interesting stuff from Buck Kim. I feel a lot better about him being here after listening to that. You?
Yes, he even brought up, and I got asked in the mailbag this week, hey, Tuitt sold his house. That obviously means he's done here, right? Cam even addressed that.
I love that he's saying he can rent anywhere.
Man, give me the Tuitt from 2 years ago.
Remember,
and he's still young enough to where I think that could happen.
We had Chris Hoke sitting in this chair just raving about him. I even suggested to him, hey, Tuitt, because he got hurt a lot. Tuitt's injury history is not good.
Yeah.
And I said, any thoughts of keeping Hargrave instead of Tuitt? And he goes, you're out of your mind. Tuitt is a great player. That's what Hoke said. So I feel better about after listening to that from Cam.
He's wrecked some games before. He's that good. To where teams have to account for a guy. I mean, that would be incredible to have him and Hayward and Alo-Alo, and now you're working in a young guy with a ton of talent. And by the way, I think Montrevious Adams is a guy who's clearly an NFL player, and Loudermilk, I think, was a pretty good pick. All of
a
sudden, everything changes with that line.
The guy in the third round, right?
Yeah, Leal. That's right. Ron? I have some big news for you and Folsey about a guest we have tomorrow at 1 p.m. You in particular.
Would this qualify as a cookie surprise?
Wow. Should we make this a cookie surprise or should I reveal it next, Folsey?
I think you need to promote it.
Should we promote it? Let's promote it.
Right.
After this update.
Okay.
Little radio tease there.
Yeah. No, that was a big radio tease, Ron. Nothing little about it. You can listen to Cook
and
Joe.
Tell me you're getting Tiger Woods because you've become a golf guy. I'll be impressed.
No, that was our old. Remember, our first boss would make promises.
Yeah. We were gonna get Obama to make his NCAA picks on our show. Remember that?
Literally, he told us that. He told us that. He told us. I forget who else like the most famous athletes. He may have said Tiger. I don't remember. It was incredible.
I think maybe.
What's Cooking, brought to you by Mr. Rooter.
Thank you, Mr. Rooter.
Call 412-ROOTER-2. What's Cooking, also brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very exciting show announcement. I think Ron will especially be pumped
for
this one.
Here we go. What is it?
Joe Moore Camp is the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh.
Coming up June 4th and 5th at Moon High School. Guess who the latest one is tomorrow, 1 p.m., just confirmed.
Who?
Mr. Bruce Arians.
B.A.
B.A.
You like that?
Oh,
you like
yeah.
that? All right.
I like that a lot. I had a great relationship with B.A.
I think that'll
one
be
fun.
One of
the most honest guys I've ever dealt with in sports. He would tell you stuff, probably to his detriment.
Mm. Well, now that he's semi-retired, let's get him to spill all the beans, Ron, on Brady, Ben, everybody. Let's do that tomorrow.
Antonio Brown walking off
yes,
the field?
Yes, all of that. I can't wait.
Wow.
To quote the great Bart Scott.
Can't wait.
I just heard from a good friend, Paul Hightower, works at Duquesne.
Yeah.
Was big shot putting on the tournament here, the basketball tournament. Said Thin Lizzy Jailbreak was another big hit by them. I know that song. So maybe a two-hit wonder.
Could be. Yeah.
I love that the boys are back in town. Thank you, Paul, for listening.
Thank you, Paul. So, no Stephon Tuitt and theoretically no Deontay Johnson. Those are the stories from Steeler camp. May have been one other notable no-show. Haven't really heard. I did ask Jeff Hathorn if Boswell made any field goals today, and he said it's voluntary, just noting that. Then in the videos we saw Trubisky taking the first reps. It didn't even look like there was 10 guys around him. It just looked like the order of reps.
Correct.
So perhaps we're getting a little out of control here, but it was Trubisky, Rudolph,
that's what
Pickett.
We do. We get out of control.
That's what they pay us for, Ron. So BA tomorrow, 1 o'clock. I'm very excited about that. Will he remember to call in? Is he capable of delivering a Belfont snorkel?
I have his number, if not.
Beautiful.
I do.
So
I
now
mean, if it's
we're
still
getting
good,
him.
If it's still good, I have it.
And maybe Dan Marino, I understand, later in the week. Ron, this is incredible. It's increculent. It really is. We got games tonight. I just don't know who. I can't remember. Carolina and the Rangers?
Yes.
2-1. Did they tie it, Ron?
I'm picking the Rangers. I'm still picking them to win the series. I'm going to say yes, they're going to tie it. And then we got the other game tonight, the Connor McDavid show. Oh. He's worth the price of admission to watch.
He is.
And he's worth and against, Calgary, that battle. It should be a lot of fun.
Man, talk about a series and an atmosphere that just explodes off the TV. That's Edmonton. Have you tuned in for any of that? It's incredible theater.
It is incredible theater. You never have been to Edmonton, though, have you?
Yes, I have, just not Winnipeg.
Winnipeg. You were Calgary?
Yes, I was. They have the catwalk.
Were you at Vancouver?
Vancouver's my favorite North American city.
I'm told it's the most beautiful North American city.
It's a mix. It's Manhattan. So you have all the trappings of big city, right? Combined with like Montana.
You've got breathtaking scenery,
yes.
Right?
And you can do the same. You can do both in one day, Maddie. I went up in a helicopter there to the top of, I forget what the mountains are called out there. What are they called?
I've always been told the most beautiful North American city.
Couldn't believe it. Stanley Park. Couldn't believe I was getting paid to do this. My first road trip, the All-Star Game was in Vancouver in 97-98. My first Western road trip. Ron.
North Shore Mountains?
No.
Does that sound right?
No, it doesn't, Folsy.
Okay.
But thank you.
I'll try again.
My first road trip. This happened, Ron. I'm a 32-year-old news hound. We're at maybe the Westin, Vancouver. I go into my room. I look out the window. I'm about to sit down, write a story. There's a seaplane landing right outside my window.
That's so cool.
I was like, what's happening here? What has become of my life? And it only got better from there. That was the best part of that job, is I hadn't traveled much across the United States at all outside of, New York, Pennsylvania.
And now
that
you're
little,
in Western Canada.
I'm in Canada. I'm in Chicago, Manhattan.
How did
Montreal?
How did you miss out on Winnipeg? That's the one city.
I don't remember. Were they in the league? I can't remember if they were in the league at that time.
That's the one city that was like 20 degrees 340 days of the year freezing
exactly.
there.
Yes.
I never wanted to go to Winnipeg.
Me neither.
Always wanted. When I visited my kid when she was in Seattle, we were going to drive up to Vancouver.
Yeah.
It's an easy drive, but the weather was so bad.
I took that drive once.
You couldn't really see anything because the right. weather was so bad.
Incredible drive.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous. And you know Seattle's
poured
gorgeous.
Rain. Poured rain down there the whole time, though.
Folsy, you know who else we should get on the show? Horse. We should get Horse on the show. Would you be okay with that? I feel like I have to ask because it's almost like us having an old flame in for
That's
dinner.
Fine.
In for
I,
dinner.
I,
Would you be okay with that?
Only, yeah. I have a problem.
What's the problem?
A little too soon. Let's wait a little time. Let it breathe. Let him settle into his other job.
I am worried if he's going to survive. This guy's got a suite at the glue factory right now.
I think that's a great idea in a couple weeks.
What do you want to talk to him about? Just this
life
how
is
he
reminiscent.
Is?
Reminisce.
He became a legend on this show.
How much better you are than him? A lot of topics Whoa. Could
well,
come
Well, he
up.
Even said the show sounds great now that you actually have a good producer.
I miss Horse.
That's what he texted me today.
I found Ron weeping this morning and asked him what was wrong. He said, I miss Horse.
I believe that.
I was weeping because I was looking at 4 hours with him singing Chestnuts on the Open Fire in May on May 25th.
Should I sing that, Maddie? It was a little bit off color. I don't think I should.
Just a little bit of the first Chestnuts roasting.
It wasn't Chestnuts,
it
though.
It wasn't.
That
yeah,
was
but
problem.
you should sing that version.
Not Chestnuts?
Yes.
It doesn't have the same ring. Because the other one allows me to exercise my vocal cords, if you will.
Hey, Joe, I got an idea.
What?
Let's do this again tomorrow morning at 10. What do you think?
Pretty good idea, Ron. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle and great service, you'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Partly sunny today, high of 70.
You going to go hit them?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's right. You have the golf thing that they stiffed you on. Dorin Dickerson. So
3:30 in the morning.
You're going to show up and beg your way on, even though they don't want singles.
Yeah. I mean, they'll take the money, won't they? If I show up at 2:30, I say, the guy stiffed me. Do you want me to stay or go? I'll pay.
They'll take your business.
Again, you're one of the biggest celebrities in town.
Can I drop your name?
If Mario Lemieux would show up, you think they'd kick him off the course? Joe Starkey shows up, they're not going to kick you off. See you, Joe. Hit him good.
Thank you, Ron. Ron delivered those late shots, right? That was like Hearns Hagler at the end of the first round. I just feel like I've been pummeled with shots here, Folsy.
Ron
yes?
tends to do that sometimes.
He just gave you a new like status in this city.
That
How
hurt.
Is that a shot?
That hurt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.